Hi, this is Dinah Shelley, one of the pastors at Spring Creek.
We do, however, know what it is to be afraid. We do know fear, and we do know storms in our lives that bring despair. Sometimes it seems as though fear is all around me. And this passage reminds me that it's part of life for the disciple. It's not just sunny skies and smooth sailing for those of us who follow Jesus. Storms swirl. They swirl around us, and fear rises up in us. It can be right beneath the surface of life, trying to tell us what to do. You know, it's not a failure on the part of the disciples to find this scene scary, to be afraid. It is a scary scene. The fear is legit. It is, however, from my perspective, a failure on the part of the disciples to think that when life is scary, God is absent. That when life stirs up fear in us, God is not there. God is far away. Because that's not the truth at all. Jesus does not abandon the disciples. Jesus sends the disciples. And then he comes walking on the water toward them. That's totally in character for the Messiah, the one who saves. In the Bible, God walks on waters, tramples on the waves, holds chaos at bay. In the Bible, that's what God does. But because of all the fear in the atmosphere, the disciples don't see it. They don't get it. They think that God is absent. And they say about the figure who is walking toward them, "It's a ghost." Did you catch that? The disciples say, "That's a ghost." Because they let their fear inform what they think. They think that Jesus is far away. He couldn't possibly be in the middle of this storm. But God is. God is always in the middle of the storms that we encounter.